AP Radio News. I'm Ed Donahue. President Obama and the leader of China say progress was made on issues like hacking. A deal was struck to stop cyber theft. The AP's Mark Smith reports, if the deal doesn't work, there could be sanctions.
Under the deal, China's pledging not to knowingly support commercial hacking. But the president says it's just a first step.
The question now is, are words followed by actions?
If they're not, he says, the U.S. will penalize Chinese companies or entities behind the attacks. Through a translator, Xi Jinping said it's in both countries' interest to fix this problem.
We need to strengthen cooperation and avoid leading to confrontation.
And he adds the issue of cybercrime should not be politicized. Mark Smith at the White House.
House Speaker John Boehner is leaving Congress at the end of next month.
And I decided, you know, today's the day I'm going to do this. As simple as that.
Boehner says ongoing leadership turmoil has done irreparable harm to the House.
I don't want my members to have to go through this. I certainly don't want the institution to go through this. And so, especially when, you know, I knew I was thinking about walking out the door anyway. So it's the right time to do it. And frankly, I am entirely comfortable doing it.
Boehner's been facing conservative opposition within the Republican Party. The United Nations and Ground Zero were the stops today in New York for Pope Francis. At the UN, the Pope, through an interpreter, says the environment has rights and people should not abuse the environment.
A selfish and boundless thirst for power and material prosperity leads both to the misuse of available natural resources and to the exclusion of the weak.
There's a new chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff.
Hi, Joseph Francis Dunford Jr.
General Joe Dunford was just sworn in. Dunford's a veteran combat commander who served as a year as Marine Commandant. Wall Street, the Dow is up 85 points. This is AP Radio News. The economy is picking up more steam.
The economy grew faster than most experts thought it would in the spring, though it probably didn't grow that fast in the summer. For the final 3 months of the year, they expect growth to pick up modestly. And for the whole year, economists expect a modest gain of about 2.2%. One factor in all of this, the slowdown in China's growing economy is hitting U.S. manufacturers, since China is a major market for U.S. products. Rita Foley, Washington.
In Buffalo, New York, the prosecutor overseeing the sexual assault investigation of Chicago Blackhawks star Patrick Kane says the accuser's mother lied about finding an evidence bag in her doorway.
Obviously, there has been an effort to create a hoax.
A woman says Kane sexually assaulted her at his waterfront mansion outside of Buffalo last month. Kane has not been charged. I'm Ed Donahue, AP Radio News.
Nearly home. Isn't home where we all want to be? Reba here for Realtor.com, the pro's number one most trusted app. Finding a home is like dating. You're not just looking for a place to live. You're searching for the one. That's where Realtor.com comes in. Like any good matchmaker, they know exactly where to look. With over 500,000 new real listings straight from the pros every month, you could find your perfect match today. Ranch style with a pool, barn dominium with an in-law suite, Realtor.com's got them. Modern craftsman with a big yard and a treehouse out back, Realtor.com will have you saying, yep, that's the one. No more swiping. It's time to start finding. Download the Realtor.com app today, because you're nearly home. Make it real with Realtor.com.
Pros number one most trusted app based on August 2025 proprietary survey. Over 500,000 new listings every month based on average new for sale and rental listings, July 2024 to June 2025.